Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The Herbert Hoover Presidential Library and Museum in West Branch is reopening this afternoon after a $20 million renovation. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham has more.
The last thing the museum wants to present is a dry chronology.
We create immersive scenes where we actually put you in a particular scene in the lives of Herbert and Lou Henry Hoover.
That's the museum's director, Thomas Schwartz. He says new exhibits aim to draw visitors into the whole life of the 31st president, which extends from Hoover's 4 years in the White House to decades of global humanitarian work.
Each gallery has its own color palette, its own soundtrack, its own set of props and tactile experiences, and some even have scent pots.
The museum's opening ceremony will include Hoover's great-grandchildren and Belgian diplomats. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
The Clinton City Council has a draft of a new data center ordinance to consider. The city's planning commission last night recommended approval of the regulatory framework covering setbacks, noise, lighting, utility usage, and oversight, among other issues. The commission also provided the council with a list of potential amendments offered by concerned citizens. Many Clinton residents are opposing an 1,100-acre data center development that's been proposed by the company QTS on the west side of the city. Meanwhile, a dispute over a potential data center in northwest Iowa has now moved to the courts. Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer has more.
Woodbury County has filed a lawsuit asking a judge to review whether Salix legally annexed nearly 900 acres of farmland. The chairperson of the Woodbury County Supervisors, Mark Nelson, says a county attorney found problems after reviewing the annexation that happened in April.
And that if there is a system that we're supposed to follow when it comes to annexation or anything else, that it's being followed to the letter of the law.
The lawsuit says Salix didn't properly notify the public and annexed some of the property that doesn't border Salix. On Monday, Google said it's evaluating the site for a possible data center. Residents who oppose the project say it would harm the environment. Supporters say it would bring jobs and boost the local economy. Salix Mayor Kevin Nelson says he can't comment on the court filing. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is urging his colleagues to reject President Trump's efforts to install one of his former personal lawyers as the country's next attorney general. Durbin is the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, which approved Todd Blanche's nomination along party lines this week. On the Senate floor yesterday, Durbin criticized Blanche, who has served as acting attorney general since April.
Come out against corruption. Come out for the prosecution of corporate fraud. Come out for changing the current situation in the United States to one that is more respectful of the law and more respectful of the families and voters who create this democracy.
Durbin also said he is unconvinced by Blanche's latest promises to not pursue a so-called government anti-weaponization fund that could pay rioters convicted of attacking Capitol Police on January 6, 2021. A final vote on Blanche's nomination is expected in the next few days. Illinois Republicans are criticizing Governor J.B. Pritzker for not condemning House Speaker Chris Emanuel Welch's handling of a sexual harassment case. WBEZ's Isabella Nieto reports.
Pritzker is not calling on Welch to resign after a legislative watchdog revealed he knew of sexual harassment allegations against a Plainfield lawmaker 3 years ago, before more cases emerged. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie of Savannah wants Welch to resign and says Pritzker should make a similar call.
People are worried about their futures, their safety, and this is the culture that we have to end. So I wish the governor would be stronger on his call, especially if he wants to have future ambitions.
McCombie says this is, quote, not a House problem, it's a Welch problem. I'm Isabella Nieto.
The Quad City Symphony is gearing up for its annual Quad City Bank and Trust Riverfront Pops concert on August 22nd. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports that organizers announced on Wednesday the event sponsor has signed on for another 5 years.
2026 marks the final year in the current contract with the QCSO, and the two organizations have secured an agreement extending the 15-year sponsorship through 2031. Orchestra Executive Director Brian Baxter and Bank President CEO Laura Divitt-Akijan celebrated the new pact Wednesday on the LeClaire Park Bandshell in Davenport, where Riverfront Pops has taken place more than 40 years. Akijan says QCBT supports the symphony to boost the area's quality of life and keep entertainment like this affordable.
As a banker, a lot of what we do, you want to be able to show the impact and show the how this affects things. And in these cases, we can't all the time. Again, these are quality of life events. These are things that make you proud to live in your community, and they're things that make you feel a part of a community.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Quad City's PBS station, WQPT, is ending its annual Imagination Station due to federal funding cuts. For many years, the community gathering has provided a free educational experience for families featuring PBS Kids characters, hands-on learning activities, games, music, and art. In a statement this week, General Manager Don Schmidt said the loss in federal funding, totaling 53% of its budget, made it impossible to continue the event. She says the station will instead host four smaller events throughout the year to continue providing learning opportunities and family engagement across the region. In July 2025, Congress approved the Trump administration's request to rescind funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is WVIK News.